Nevada's COVID-19 task force shared more details Thursday about the state's plan to roll out a vaccine. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has this report.
The Department of Health and Human Services plans to distribute a COVID-19 vaccine in three phases. Currently, the state is in phase one of its plan, waiting for an FDA-approved vaccine. The department predicts an allocation will be provided as early as December. That allocation will prioritize healthcare workers and those treating coronavirus patients. Phase two will include additional vaccine allocations, which will prioritize critical care patients and high-risk populations, like those who are 65 years and older, and community members experiencing homelessness. During phase three, Nevadans can expect the distribution of vaccines for the general public starting in early to mid-2021. Candace McDaniel with the state's Division of Public and Behavioral Health says as of right now, Nevada will receive two vaccines.
The first one is, as I mentioned, this ultra cold, which is negative 70 degrees Celsius and not a temperature that we're typically used to dealing with. So we're very much looking at the storage and handling of such a cold vaccine.
The second vaccine the state will likely receive is Moderna. It's a frozen vaccine. There are currently six vaccines in production nationally, and five are two-dose series. It's critical to understand that while receiving a two-dose vaccine, each dose must come from the same manufacturer. At this time, COVID-19 vaccines in clinical trials will not be distributed to pregnant women and children. During the meeting, Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick also mentioned the county is continuing to experience very high levels of disease transmission in the area.
We're continuing to see the increase in new daily cases occurring in the 20 to 29-year-old age ranges. We saw this about mid-August into September, but through October, we've really seen now a steep climb happening in the 30 to 59-year-old age range as well. And so we have widespread transmission in the community.
According to investigations, possible exposures have been linked to workplaces, grocery stores, and social gathering. Both Elko and Washoe counties expressed concerns to keep up with increased contact tracing investigations. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.